Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
NordVPN.com/Fightful. Block online trackers, annoying pop-up ads, unlock geo-blocked content. Maybe you missed the WWE Network. Maybe you want that AEW+. Maybe you want to subscribe to overseas services so you can get UFC pay-per-views at a reduced rate. Well, NordVPN.com/Fightful allows you to do that, and you can do it with 4 months for free with that link. Not only that, you get your 30-day money-back guarantee as well, just in case you don't like it for any reason. It works on all of your devices, so you can do this stuff wherever you are. Maybe you're on that unsecured Wi-Fi at the airport, the hotel. Yeah, it can be dangerous. Your info is at risk, but you can still gain access to all that stuff. Check out all of your favorite shows, or maybe shows you haven't discovered before, with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Now with multiple tiers, so you can get whatever services that you want. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful, here with your name, you know, one of the breakout stars of the past year. We've got Cora Jade. She's in action. NXT Halloween Havoc on Peacock, October 22nd. Cora, how you doing?
Hi, I'm great. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
I'm doing awesome. I'm so fascinated by your career path, given you're so young, but you've already done so much. You had appearances in Impact and AEW before you popped up on WWE and signed there. Like, is it tough sometimes to come to grips with the fact that you're so young doing all this? Because I know this was a dream of yours from the time you were a child.
Yeah, it's definitely crazy. Sometimes I feel like I have to kind of pull myself out of it and like kind of realize what I'm doing, because I feel like it all moves so fast, and I'm a very stressed person because I want everything to be like, I'm a perfectionist and I want everything to be perfect. So sometimes I got to step back and be like, this is really cool. Like, I'm doing everything I dreamed of when I was 8 years old. Like, I literally like played this out in my head and it's unfolding in front of me. So I'm very lucky and very, very grateful, but it is crazy sometimes to step back and be like, this is actually happening.
And you mentioned like when you were 8 years old, you've mentioned AJ Lee in promos in the past before. When you were about that age, there was a woman as an integral main figure of WWE Raw every single week. I mean, when you saw that, was that like a motivating point? What was it that made you go, I'm going to be a wrestler. There's no way it's going to be anything else.
Yeah. So, you know, when I first started watching, I was like 8 years old. I was in like 2009-ish. I kind of look at Undertaker and Shawn Michaels' WrestleMania 25 match as like the match that kind of got me into wrestling. And at that time, like, I would go back and watch old women's matches just because I was so obsessed with it. I would just be on my parents' computer looking up old stuff. But at that time, the women didn't get a lot of time. And even as like a young kid, I noticed that. And I noticed that there were a lot of differences in the women versus how the men were presented. And even just as a young kid, I knew I wanted to be here, but I wanted to be a pro wrestler and I wanted to have matches like the guys got to have. And I wanted to, do all the things that they got to do. I didn't want to do, all these brown panty matches and stuff that I was seeing as a kid. And even then I knew like I wanted to be so much more than that. So then seeing somebody like AJ Lee come in and even Paige and women like that, everyone who came after her. But I think she was kind of, the first one that I saw as a kid. She had all this merch, like she was like kind of the first woman to have all this merch, and none of the other women really kind of got to have that at the time. And I feel like she was kind of the first person to kind of start making everybody see like women can do all this exact same stuff. They can make the same sales and merch. They can do all this stuff. So to see her do that, she just instantly became my favorite. Like I feel like she was so relatable, and I saw so much of myself in her. Like she was a fan as well, and I just feel like we had a lot of similarities. So to see her do all this kind of made me be like, oh, I can do all this too. And like I remember there was an interview I saw of her. She maybe it was Slammies even that she said that she hopes what she leaves is for the women who come after her. And that kind of always stuck in my head because I feel like now I'm kind of trying to be in that position myself. And hopefully, a few years from now, there's someone who was me as a kid watching AJ who, I kind of helped as well. So I feel like that's definitely a goal of mine to kind of be the AJ for other girls as she was to me.
That's incredible. And you had mentioned Shawn Michaels earlier. Obviously, he's sort of running the ship in NXT. So he's been a part of some major moments, major turns. When you're out there and you're setting up this great program with Roxanne, and you guys have had this breakout feud, like what kind of advice does he give you as a guy who has been in those shoes so many times?
That's another thing that's kind of crazy because, like I said, his match with Undertaker was like one of the first ones I considered like what got me into wrestling. So he was always a favorite of mine. I think he's one of the greatest of all time, obviously. So to be such a fan of him growing up, and now I walk into work every Tuesday and he's my boss, it's the craziest thing. I feel like I still walk into work and I'm like, oh my God, that's Shawn Michaels. But he's great, like, especially when I was, a baby face. And because kind of when I was on the indies, I was a heel for my whole, indie career pretty much. So working as a baby face in WWE when I first came in was kind of a challenge for me. And I kind of had to, figure out how to do it because even though I got here, I had only really been wrestling for 2 years before that. So it was a big transition. So working on that kind of stuff, he's the greatest of all time and all those aspects of selling and all that kind of stuff. So I remember when I was kind of struggling with the beginning of that process, he was very helpful. Just, and he'll tell me what matches to watch. Like he'll make analogies that just make sense, that like click in your head. It's like he's just a wrestling genius. So to be able to work with him is incredible.
And you came in at such an interesting time in NXT. Like the period that you have been there went from the previous iteration to you even working a few 205 matches to being like, oh, well, now it's 2.0. And then now it's more of a neutral thing. How has that transition been for you? And what were your feelings when the switch did happen to 2.0? And then maybe more of a neutral thing under this newer WWE regime?
Yeah, it's been a lot. I think I came in like right towards the end of Black and Gold. Like my debut match was the Dusty Classic in 2021. So coming up on 2 years. Obviously I watched NXT Black and Gold. I was an extra for like the Survivor Series weekend for like 4 days when NXT was a part of it. So that was crazy to go from that to being in the Dusty Classic in Black and Gold. And I wrestled only a few matches in that period of time. But then kind of when it switched over to 2.0, I felt like it's obviously, I feel like change is always, you kind of wonder like what's going to happen when things change and everyone has their opinion. But I felt at the time it was a chance for me to grow and maybe get more opportunities that maybe I wouldn't have had if, it was still how it was. I think 2.0 really opened up a lot of opportunities for younger people like myself. And I think it really that change is kind of really what helped me be able to grow and like have all these opportunities. So I'm so grateful for that. But now, yeah, like you said, we're moving in a bit of a different, more neutral direction. And I don't know what the future holds, but I feel like WWE is a very exciting place right now. So I can only imagine that it's only up from here. And I can't wait to see what this next era is. And Generation of Jade will still be going strong no matter what.
Now, one of the beauties of especially women's wrestling, when you're on the indies like you were, you have the opportunity to work people who are experienced, like a Kylie Rae or an ODB very early on. But in NXT, you've also had that opportunity because Natalya came in. You did a couple matches with her. What do you learn working with a person like Natalya who has been there since around the time you started watching?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer? A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
And never really let up.
Yeah, it's really crazy, especially because I remember Natalya was the very first like women's wrestler that I decided was my favorite. Like,
that's awesome.
I loved, you know, the pink and black hair and all like her look, and she was just like, she was my favorite at the time. This was before like AJ Lee kind of came in NXT and stuff. So my first initial like kind of female role model, I guess, in wrestling was Natalya. So I remember like going that was a real story when I went to a house show and she pointed at me in the crowd and I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. So then to be able to work with her is, to this day, I think is my favorite match I've ever had. And just because it was so much fun, obviously, to be able to work with somebody I looked up to, but I think I grew so much as a wrestler, as a performer in so many ways, not only in the ring, but just hearing, you know, her brain and how she thinks about things and why you do don't things.
So you mentioned that was one of your favorite matches. You've been involved in some pretty wild matches too, like death matches, war games. I've been in a GCW cluster match. Those are a mess too. What is the wildest match that you've ever been a part of that left you with like a memory going either, maybe either reaffirmed, yeah, this is what I should be doing, or is this what I should be doing?
Yeah, I feel like I've done some wild things in my kind of short career. Like you mentioned ODB, she was like my 11th match. Like I was so, and I watched her like in TNA growing up because I was just a huge wrestling fan. And so to have that match with her as my 11th match was crazy. But I think like the craziest match was probably my death match with Jimmy Lloyd. And that was like 2 months before my tryout. But I kind of always had like a bucket list thing of I wanted to do a death match. I just wanted to do it once to kind of just get it off my bucket list because I grew up a huge fan of like Jon Moxley before WWE.
Of
When
course.
he was like doing the deathmatch stuff on the indies, I had like the Jon Moxley 5-disc set. So I was kind of, and I was a huge Shield fan. So like, I always just wanted to like do that because I had it in the back of my mind. I was like, I just want to do it once and I'll never have to do it again. And I did it. And it was definitely a crazy experience doing it with Jimmy Lloyd. He's done a million of them. It was fun. It was crazy. Afterwards, I felt like I got hit by a truck and I was like, I absolutely never want to do this again, but I can say that I did it and I got it out of the way and I have it, you know, and now I have a scarred up elbow for the rest of my life to remind me. But yeah, it was great. I'm glad I did it, but I would have never done it again.
I love seeing that all these performers that are still actively in their primes, like the members of the Shield, they're on top of the industry right now, and they've motivated so many people like that we are seeing on TV right now, and these guys are still in the prime of their careers, which is pretty incredible. I also mentioned that War Games match. Like, what, how do you get into the mentality of like, hey, I'm going into this match. There haven't been a lot of women that have ever even done that match, and you're one of the handful right now.
Yeah, I obviously watched NXT as a fan and seeing the previous War Games matches, I always knew I wanted to be a part of it. And like I said, I was an extra in 2019 when they did it in Chicago. So that was crazy to just see it and knew I wanted to be there and do all that kind of stuff. But yeah, War Games was nuts. I went into it very nervous, but like you said, I was one of the few women to actually do it. So I knew going into it that I had to make it memorable. And if I never got to do it again, at least I did it this once. And I knew as soon as I found out I was in War Games, I was like, I'm going off the cage because like I feel like I just have like maybe it's because I'm young and I'm just like, yeah, I'll do it all. But like, you know, I did the death match and I love hardcore stuff like that, hardcore wrestling, all that kind of stuff. So I knew I had to make a moment out of it and I wanted to be remembered and I wanted, you know, I feel like I think about there's moments I look back to in wrestling that like are my favorite moments. And like I have that's another thing where I say like I kind of have to step back and like take myself out of it and like think about I want to do this and it's going to be a moment and it's going to be a moment that hopefully is it's going to be there forever and hopefully one day like it's somebody's favorite moment, you know, when they're talking and like I remember when Cora Jade did that in War Games and like I just wanted to have a moment that will be in history and will be mine forever, you know.
Well, I think you and Roxanne are going to live in history. How does it feel to be in the ring with somebody who is similar to you in so many ways, but also different? Because similar in age, you guys worked together years ago. But I mean, a year ago, this girl at 19 was losing her job as world champion. And now here you all are as a featured match on a WWE pay-per-view. I mean, that's got to feel really good for both of you, even given the circumstances surrounding the split and all that.
Yeah, obviously Roxanne and I have our differences now, but the reason we even became friends to begin with was because we had such a similar story and we were so, you know, close in age and we just like she has, I feel, the same passion as I do for this and it just shows and I feel like that's why we connected in so many different ways. So to be able to, you know, I came in before her, but we were still like really close friends. We would text all the time and like when we became tag champs, it was funny. We kind of went back in our messages with each other, and it was like we like manifested this together. Like we were like, we're gonna be tag champs. We're gonna do all this together. Like we're gonna one day we'll be like the next Sasha and Bayley, and like we had this dream to do together, and like we set it out in our heads, and now it's kind of unfolding in front of us. So it's just crazy. Like
So,
she. She's great.
As we wrap up, like when that unfortunate, you know, incident happened last year, ROH shuts down. She's on the free agent market. Were you like, hell yeah, let's get her in here?
I texted her that day.
Oh, wow.
I texted her that day and we just started talking, and to our luck, what we planned in our head even years ago, like before I even got here, you know, we talked about this. And so that day I was like, it's time to make our plan come to life. And then luckily, you know, I was at her tryout. I helped at her tryout, and I think it was in like December or something like that. I was there helping her at her tryout because I wanted her there so bad. It's like, please let me help at this tryout. Like, she's coming. She's mine. Like, she's my partner. She's coming. And so it was great to be there and like see her. Just she was great.
Well, now you're about to give her that help. On Saturday, October 22nd, NXT Halloween Havoc. Check it out on Peacock. Cora Jade versus Roxanne Perez. Cora, I want to thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.